Okay, Joe, thanks for speaking to us. I'm here with Dundee City West candidate Joe Fitzpatrick. Joe, how are you feeling?
It's looking good for the SNP across Dundee. Obviously, the final votes haven't been counted, but we can see the piles stacking up, and it's looking like the SNP's having a good night here in Dundee.
And how have you found the campaign trail, knocking on doors and getting out there?
We made a decision early on that while social media and the digital press was important, that we wanted to run a traditional campaign where most of our efforts were going door to door, speaking to voters, listening to their concerns and trying to inspire them with our vision of a better Scotland.
And you find that the people in Dundee City West have been quite receptive to that idea and to those ideas?
I think so, and I think the votes tonight will show that.
And obviously, you're looking to hold on to this seat. You're part of the government and things, so it's quite key for you to you and Shona to hold on to these seats here.
It's certainly important to myself and to Shona that we hold our seats. I think that will be the case tonight. As I say, as we see the ballots coming in, it looks like it's a good night for the SNP in Dundee. One of the strange things about the elections is while you stop being an MSP, if you're a member of government, you continue being a minister. So Shona continues to be the Cabinet Secretary for Health, and I continue to be the Minister for Parliamentary Business until after the election.
Just one of those quirks of the system, I suppose.
It's a strange quirk of the system, yes.
And what's the view around Scotland, obviously? You've heard about how the party's doing across the country?
I've only really got any experience of what's happening here in Dundee, and as I say, it looks good here. So we'll just have to wait and hear the numbers come in from elsewhere.
Joe Fitzpatrick, thanks very much.
Thank you.